I am reminded of a day of a son that was born, raised, and still resides in Southwest Little Rock. I am reminded of a day of a son that is a product of Little Rock Public Schools. I am reminded of a day of a son that is simply the son of Frank D. Scott Sr. and Brenda D. Scott. I am reminded of a day that most preciously of a son of the child of God, Jesus Christ. And as a son of Little Rock, I am beyond humbled and grateful for this opportunity and responsibility to serve you, and I thank you. When I launched my exploratory committee for mayor, I vowed to run a campaign that would make each of you proud. I engaged with voters with our frank discussions from every corner of this city. And from Hillcrest to the Heights, from the South End to the East End, to Southwest Little Rock, Midtown, and West Little Rock, and all the around, we had the same campaign message and theme, that it was time to unite Little Rock, to create a better Little Rock, to reach its true and full potential. As I stand here today, it's to let everyone know it is time for a better Little Rock that truly understands its diversity and its identity, so that we truly can chart a new course for Little Rock, a new course for the New South, to make certain that we reach a new era as we seek our new North Star. I had countless conversations with families and business owners and concerned residents. These conversations reminded me that politics should be about identifying problems and working together in good faith to solve them. So after much prayer and consideration, I officially announced my candidacy for mayor of my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas. From day one, we pledged to unify Little Rock and develop this great city into a place that can support our ambitions. Many of us know of friends and family members who have decided to leave Little Rock because they felt they met and reached their ceiling here and had to go somewhere else. We realize that that is no longer true, that we will make every effort to make certain that each and every person here today and those who will be born tomorrow will reach their true potential. No longer will you have to leave Little Rock to go to Dallas, to go to Memphis, to go to Atlanta, to go to Houston, or wherever else, because you can reach your true and full potential right here in your hometown. I promised that I would do everything I possibly could to stimulate job growth, secure our communities, to make certain that we get the Little Rock School District back yesterday. To strengthen our economic standing in the region, and I stand before you today because you believed in our vision for a better Little Rock. And now as mayor, you have my word, my heart, my soul, that I will uphold my declarations to my great city, Little Rock, a city that I hold dear to my heart and my every being. As your mayor, I will lead in a manner that embraces transparency, with your demands front of mind and your perspectives at the table, guiding the future of this great city, Little Rock. This ceremony marks a new beginning, a new day, and evermore a new era in Little Rock, and a new day in City Hall. How we do business will be different. How we hold adults accountable will be different. and how we invest in our children, our most precious assets of our future, will be different. In the spirit of unity, I formally announced the board of directors for my transition committee. We strategically handpicked, and I emphasize only, because today I stand on the shoulders of many giants, my family, my friends, my loved ones, my campaign team, my advisors, who helped me to get here for all of us to move forward. And as we strategically handpicked this select group of individuals to ensure the roadmap for my transition would be guided by a diverse set of voices that truly reflect the city of Little Rock, every race, every culture, every faith, every sexual orientation and gender identity. Why? Because that is Little Rock. If you don't mind, I would like to read the names of each member of my transition committee board of directors. Some are not able due to other previous engagements because nobody thought we were going to have a runoff. Amen. Dr. Jay Barth, Gus Blass III, Tamika Edwards, State Senator Joyce Elliott, Catherine Hazlett, Christina Monterey, Antoine Phillips, Will Rockefeller, John Rutledge, Dr. Sarah Tariq. And last but not least, Baker Curris. Over the past few months, Baker and I engaged in a hard-fought campaign. We went through a general campaign with five distinguished gentlemen by the names of Mr. Swartz, Glenn Swartz, Vincent Tolliver, Warwick Sabin, myself, and Baker Curris. Then we went on to a runoff that we've never seen before in Little Rock. We engaged in a long, hard-fought campaign. And despite our many differences, I am humble enough to admit that I do not have a monopoly on the best ideas. I have the utmost respect for Baker, and I am proud to call him friend. I am proud to have his input on my transition committee. Thank you, Baker. Little Rock, this is what leadership looks like. Little Rock, this is what transparency looks like. Little Rock, this is what responsibility looks like. The men and women you see before you today that we've named will help oversee the eight citizen-led subcommittees. They'll oversee the following matters: finance, administration, and operations, my opportunity agenda, mobility agenda, jobs agenda, public safety and accountability agenda, inclusion agenda, quality of life agenda, intergovernmental affairs, relations, and government reform. With input from the public, these citizen-led committees will review every facet of the city government and each of my agendas to produce a four-year plan for moving Little Rock forward. How will this transition work? Every city department, board, and commission will have to come before the relevant subcommittee and specify their impact over the last 8 years. The subcommittee will then consider this information from the outgoing administration of Mayor Mark Stodola and the city manager's office, and public input from town halls hosted by each subcommittee in order to make final recommendations to the transition committee's leadership that will be included in the transition's final report. An open, transparent transition is the first step in what I hope will be a clean break from the way City Hall has operated. The people shaped my campaign, and you will continue to shape the future of Little Rock, beginning with this transition. This transition and the report that it will produce will be clear game plan and playbook for holding myself and the city board accountable throughout my first term. I believe that our best days are ahead of us, and reaching them will require homegrown leadership. It will require an all-hands-on-deck approach that reflects the values and drive of the hardworking folks of Little Rock. We will reach our true potential as a city, But it would only happen by working together, not Frank Scott Jr. by himself. And now it is the time. The campaign may be over, but our work is just getting started. If you want to change Little Rock, I can't do it alone. If we want to make Little Rock the best version of itself, you must stay engaged. You must hold my city hall accountable. You must hold me accountable. And I encourage you to do so every day of these next 4 years. So please keep organizing. Please keep volunteering. And together we will build a system that works for everyone. For I'm reminded of a young adopted young lady who came to the palace's kingdom. Her name was Esther. See, the story tells it that she became a great queen. And as she became a great queen, as just we saw in Joshua and Joshua's generation, just because we get to the promised land does not mean we do not have battles ahead of us. And as her adopted father, also her cousin, by the name of Mordecai, told her, do not remain silent, for such a time as this. Thank you. God bless Little Rock. Let's get to work. Yeah.